it's just a very cool experience of making music for masses and community events with some of the students.
Monarch Music helps provide music at Mass under the leadership of student leaders, Senior Jensen Brule, Emma Wassinger, and sponsor Jenny Helgett. Stop by to talk about that and more on this episode of The Post Podcast.
Monarch Music, it was basically formed to be a music liturgy organization for the masses. I believe it started out as the Teen Pomerian Folk Chorus or something like that, and kind of evolved into a band and choir kind of thing. Monarch Music, I believe, was started by Jim Balthazar maybe 10, 15-ish years ago. And he actually ended up passing away 3 years ago. So recently it's become more student-led, and Miss Helga has taken on some responsibilities as well. And it's just a very cool experience of making music for masses and community events with some of the students.
Yeah, I love that. So as a sponsor, I'm curious, like, what kind of role as a student-led kind of group are you taking in there? Are you helping, like, pick music or?
Right. I really don't. I am a glorified assistant. I get to be a part of the group, but truly Jensen's in charge this year. It was part of a senior capstone project. And a year ago, Madeline led us then to same idea. They are responsible for knowing where we are in the liturgical year and choosing songs that go along that make sense with the readings at Mass. I kind of help photocopy and, you know, put some binders together so musicians have what they need when it comes for Mass. But Jensen organizes the accompanists. He takes care of the scheduling. He executes rehearsals. He is in charge.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
From someone, Emma, for on the younger side, I'm pointing and no one else can see. Emma's obviously a little bit younger. You're a seventh grader, right?
Yeah.
What's it like being a part of this organization on that side, coming in and helping on, you know, build from the younger end where Jensen's kind of leading it from the experience side?
Mm-hmm. I think it's great because, like, until now we haven't really had a part in Mass, but this, like, gives us the chance to have a part in Mass.
Awesome. So for those like myself that are not Catholic, maybe what does this music sound like? What kind of music do you perform?
Yeah, so I was actually not all too familiar with this kind of music. It's kind of a experience thing. When you go to Mass, you hear this kind of music. And OCP, Oregon Catholic Press, is they kind of put out these songs that are... They're made to be in the Mass. So you get these hundreds and hundreds of songs that you can play during a Mass. And I actually was able to experience a Catholic retreat over in St. Meinrad in Indiana. And they taught me all about how to use that music in a very effective way to communicate God's word through music. And all these really cool things with the liturgical seasons and just getting in a really prayerful mindset when it comes to music and Mass.
Awesome. Well, I'm gonna ask both you guys, but I want to start with you. What's your favorite part of being a part of Monarch Music?
Oh, I really just enjoy the part, like, it's like an entire giant group. It just gives us a chance to be part of the Mass, using our voices and our talents.
Awesome. And Jensen?
Yeah, so I've been in Monarch Music since I was in seventh grade, and it was honestly a very, very cool and rewarding experience. I was able to, because I play drums too, Mr. Balthazar actually really influenced me and really taught me how to put the drums in a Mass setting, and Miss Helgett was a fantastic influence for me as well. She actually gave me lessons early on as well.
Yeah, I'm a drummer
so
I'm too.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I did want to ask, like, so do you get to play with them, or are you get to just do all the hard work and let them have the fun?
Yeah, no, occasionally I do get to play. I kind of got involved a little more earlier on years ago with the children's choir through Immaculate Heart of Mary and a parish here in town. And that really, you know, it was, I'm not a crazy drum set drummer. I enjoyed playing in high school a little bit, but it wasn't my absolute forte. And this was a nice way to, I could be a musician. I'm no vocalist, but I could be a musician and, you know, offer something to the group as well. But I don't play too much anymore because we just have such good kids who are capable of doing it. We have a drummer on the high school side who sits in an awful lot. There's a junior high student right now who drums for us. So I just don't get to do it very often, but they let me sometimes.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I know as a drummer, like you're sitting there and you're like, because there's only one, if you're on the set, there's only one person. Right. It's not like you can have, it's not like a clarinet where you get five or six of them, right? And everybody else is just sitting and watching and like, oh, wish it was me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's very cool. So I guess anything else or last thoughts before we go, guys?
I guess I just wanted to say thank you for bringing us on here today. And I want to thank you for letting us kind of show what we're all about. And we're really thankful for the opportunity to be able to influence these kids' lives and give them the opportunity to give their talents and whatever.